Hey, welcome, New Life Church. So glad that you are tuning in with us again this weekend. I'll tell you what, if you're watching live with us right now, we'd love if you would just drop a hello down in the chat. Let us know that you're watching. For those of you that are maybe tuning in later or later in life, just want to say a hello. Welcome. Thanks for jumping onto our website today or however you found this content. My name is Devin. I'm the lead pastor here at New Life Church. We are finishing up our series called Everyday Disciple. This is the eighth part of this series, so I kind of call this the season finale. We're going to be finishing up this discussion today. And so if you're just tuning in today, that is okay. There's going to be great content for you to hear. But if you have not heard any part or only some of the parts of Everyday Disciple, no problem. You can always go to our website, newlifeforkokomo.org, and you can get caught up on the entire Everyday Disciple series. First, I want to just give a shout out to everybody at New Life Church that is in a life group this
semester. Hey, welcome,
semester.
New Life Church.
Hey,
so
I want you to just continue
tuning in,
staying
with us
committed
again
in your groups and building those
weekend,
lifelong
what,
discipleship relationships
right
we've been
now,
talking about.
Love
I'm so proud of all of our life group leaders. You guys
chat,
are heroes.
Know
keep serving
that you're
in the way that you
for
are.
For those of you that are maybe tuning in later or later in life, just want to say hello.
Thank you.
Welcome
to each and
Thanks
every
for
one of you.
Jumping
so we have
our website
been
today,
on this
or however you found
journey
this content
for now 8 weeks.
My name is Devin. I'm the lead pastor here at New Life Church. We
and
are
our
every
day
up
life. Here's a few things that we talked about. We know that discipleship is a
disciple
process
this
that leads to becoming
part of
more
this series, so
like
I call
Jesus.
The
and
season
that discipleship
finale
requires a few
we're
things.
Be finishing
it requires
this
time.
This
takes
time.
And
so
that
if
means
you're
it takes
just tuning in today, that is
and
okay.
It means having to
be
great
vulnerable
content for you to hear,
and being willing to be held accountable.
If you have not heard any
in
part
discipleship
or only some of the parts of Everyday
this
Disciple,
this German
no
theologian
problem.
He says that Christianity without discipleship is always Christianity without Christ.
Disciple.
I mean, if we really think about that, man, that
series,
is
a challenging
first,
word.
First, I wanted to just give a
and
shout out
and what we know
to
is, and what we have been saying throughout this
New Life
entire
Church
series
and a life
is that
discipleship
semester
is the greatest
hey,
call
come on,
of the Christian
committed
life
in your groups and building
and the greatest challenge
lifelong
of the
discipleship
church
relationship.
Well, today, as we
talking
are going to be
about,
kind of wrapping
so
up,
proud
this
of all of our life group
today
leaders. You guys
we're
are going to
be reading,
keep
the
serving
words of Jesus
in the way that you are. I pray for you.
He is really challenging
regular
disciples
as you lead
in
your
this
groups
way of discipleship.
Thank you to each and every one of you.
He's
so
kind
we
of like setting the tone
for
his
journey
for
now
soon,
8 weeks,
you know, death, burial, resurrection, and leaving them
in
all
every
behind
day life. Here's
one
a few
day
things that we've talked
and
about.
It's coming soon.
We know that
those disciples
is a
Jesus
process.
He's putting some thought into them that is
to be
still challenging to the church
like
today,
Jesus,
challenging to you and I.
And
that
discipleship
requires
a challenge for us.
It requires time.
I think
it
as we finish
the
series,
and so that
it's
means
a really
it
great
commitment
thought to end on.
And it means having
and so in
to
John
be
chapter 15, Jesus is
and
speaking
and being willing
here
to be held accountable.
He's telling his disciples, he says,
discipleship.
I am the true vine.
This German
and my
father
is
he
the
says
gardener.
Christianity without
he cuts off every
branch
in me that bears
always
Christianity
no fruit.
While every
without
branch
Christ
that does bear fruit,
I mean, if we really think
prunes
about that, man, that is
so that it will be
word
even more fruitful.
And what we know is, and what
and
we have been saying throughout this entire series, is that
discipleship
is
not,
the greatest
this
call.
For so many weeks
come on.
Now
of the Christian
but is
life
this idea
and it's the
that
greatest
we have this connectivity
of
in our relationship with
well,
God.
Today, as we are going to be
and
kind of wrapping up
connected
this
to
series
divine
today,
Jesus
we're
is
be
the true
reading
vine,
the
source
of
Jesus
of
as he is.
And
he
is
the,
really
the
challenging
vine is the source of life
in this way,
but
of
the branches is the source
and,
of fruit.
And he's kind of like
so
setting
Jesus'
a tone for
work,
his,
Jesus' life
soon,
continues
you know, death,
to
burial,
bear fruit
and,
throughout
and
the entire world. And how is
it,
that happening?
Oh, one day.
It's happening
and
through
it's coming
you and
soon
me
for those disciples.
Being
so Jesus,
fruitful in our lives
putting
by
some thought
staying
them
connected
to
the life flow of the vine, Jesus, and then it produces
that
fruit in our
it
lives.
It's a challenge for us.
But
I
also,
think as
we see that
it
says
really
that,
great
that,
to
that
end
God
on
prunes branches
so, John chapter
so that they
15,
will even be
Jesus
more fruitful.
Speaking here.
But if
he's
they're unfruitful, he
says,
cuts them away.
So I am the true vine.
No matter what,
and my father
you're
is
gonna
the
get
gardener
cut. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
You either get cut off because you're unfruitful,
or you'll be cut to become more fruitful.
While every branch that does bear fruit,
and that's discipleship,
he prunes.
Is the continued
so that it will
process
be
even
of
more
being
fruitful.
Pruned to
and
be
this
fruitful.
This is such a great
being
analogy
to be fruitful.
Of discipleship.
Pruning a branch so the branch can
so
grow
many weeks
in
now.
Strength. So
but
it
is this
bear
idea
the weightiness
that we have this connectivity in our relationship
fruit.
With God.
Jesus
and
goes on
we are
in
connected
verse 4.
To the vine. Jesus
and this
is
where we
true
start
vine,
to hear a
the
theme
source
in this
of,
portion of John 15.
And
he says,
the vine
is the source of
in
life,
me,
but the
as I also
is
remain
the
in you.
Fruit.
And
no
so
branch
Jesus
can bear fruit
word,
by itself.
Jesus's
it must
life
remain
to bear
in the vine.
Fruit throughout the entire
neither
world.
Can you bear fruit unless
happening?
You remain
it's through you and me
in me.
Being fruitful
and if you
in
were to go on and read this entire portion
of life
scripture in John 15
of the vine Jesus and
Jesus
then it
says
the
word
fruit
remain
in our lives.
11 times
but also there's
11 times
he
says remain
that God
remain,
prunes
remain.
Branches so that they will even be more
and so
fruitful.
This is the thought of
but
this
if they're
last
unfruitful
part of
he cuts them away so there's
series.
No
if
matter
I were to
what,
title it, it'd be one
you're
word.
You're going
to
get cut.
And you already know what it is.
You either get cut off
remain.
Because you're unfruitful, or you'll be
Jesus
cut
says,
to
remain
become more
in
fruitful.
Me, and I will remain
and
in
that's
you.
Discipleship. Is the
and my challenge to you
process
is when it comes to being an everyday disciple of Jesus.
Being pruned,
remain,
to be fruitful.
Remain
pruning a branch
him.
So the branch can grow
verse 5,
in
Jesus
strength.
Says,
so we can
I am
bear
the, vine.
The weightiness of heavier,
you are the branches.
Larger fruit.
If you remain in me,
Jesus goes on,
and
in
I
verse
in you,
4,
you will
and this
bear
is where we start to hear a
fruit.
Theme in
that
this
sounds like a promise
of John 15.
Apart
says,
from me, Jesus says,
in
you
me.
Can do nothing.
As I also remain
if you
in
you.
You
do not remain in me, you are like
no
a branch
can
that
bear
is thrown
fruit
away
by itself. It
and
must.
Withers.
Such branches are picked up
in the vine,
and thrown into the fire.
Neither can you bear burn. Fruit unless
if
you
remain in me,
and my words
in
remain
me.
In you.
And if you were to go on
whatever
and
you
read
and
this entire portion
you.
Of Scripture
this
in John 15,
my Father's glory.
Jesus
that
says
you
the word
bear fruit,
11
showing yourselves
times.
To be what?
To be
11 times
my
he says remain,
disciples.
Remain,
remain.
Remain.
So this is the thought of
remain.
This last part of
that
our
is
Everyday
my word
Disciple
for you today.
Series.
As we finish
if
up
I were
this
to title
series,
it, it'd be one word.
If you choose anything
you already know
at
what
the
it
end
is.
Of this series, choose to
remain.
Remain.
If Jesus you're close
says,
to quitting,
remain in me,
remain.
And I will remain in you.
If you're close to giving up,
my challenge to you,
remain.
Is when it comes to being an
the best thing I ever did was when
Jesus.
Life was hard.
Remain. Remain.
And I felt like I had reason to quit.
In verse 5,
I stayed.
Jesus says,
I am the
and
vine.
And I remained.
You are the branch.
And it led to
if
a
you
fruit
remain
being
in me,
produced
and
in
I
my
in
life.
You, you will bear
those that create
much
fruit.
That sounds like a promise.
The greatest wealth.
Apart from
for
me,
ones that
Jesus says,
stuck
you can
to
do nothing.
Disciplines
and
if you
do not
principles.
Remain in me, you are like a branch that
those
is thrown
that end
away
up being
married,
withers.
50
such
or
branches
more
are
years.
Picked up and thrown into the fire.
Or the ones that chose to
burned.
Remain.
If you remain in
when
me
things
and my
were
words
hard.
Remain in you,
the most
ask
successful
wish,
parents
were the
ones
that
never
you.
Gave up on their
this
kids, but they
is
chose
to
remain.
My Father's glory.
How much
that
more
you bear fruit?
Fruit can we produce
showing
in
yourselves
our lives
to be what?
And as His
to
church.
Be
my
if we remain
disciples.
To the life source of the vine, which is Jesus,
remain.
And the promise is
remain
that we will bear
that
fruit.
That is my word for you today.
It's through the Father's
as
glory
we finish up this series,
that you bear fruit,
you
showing yourselves to be,
series,
Jesus
choose
says,
to remain.
My disciples.
If you're close to quitting, remain.
So I want to encourage you to remain.
If you're close to
three
giving up,
things,
as we finish
remain.
Up this whole series, three ways
the
to
best
remain.
Thing I ever
number
did
number one,
was when life
remain.
Was hard.
In the Word.
And I felt like I had reason
remain
to quit.
I
stayed. In the Word.
God's
and
Word
remain.
Is not just
to
a textbook,
a fruit being produced
but it is
in my life.
Always the textbook for discipleship.
Those that create
so remain
the
in the Word.
Were ones that
build in your life
to
a regular
disciplines
rhythm of reading God's Word
those that
for
end
yourself.
Up being married.
50
when
or
you do
more
that
years,
God will speak to you through his word.
Ones that chose
it
to
will edify you, it will build you up, but we have got to remain
the most successful
in his word.
Parents were the ones that never
so
gave
I
up
want to encourage
kids,
you
to
build
to
that into your life. Look at what it says in John chapter 8 verse 31 to the Jews who had believed
and
him.
His church,
these are people that believed in Jesus. Jesus says,
Jesus,
if you hold to my teaching, you are
fruit.
Really my it's disciples.
Father's glory,
and I would say, if you want to hold to the teachings
to
of Jesus,
Jesus,
you've
got to
know what they are.
My disciples.
So remain in the word.
So I want to encourage you to
remain. Because then you will know the truth.
Three things.
And the truth
this whole
will set
three ways
you free.
To remain.
God's word
one,
will set you free.
In the
when
word.
You're bound up in a dark place,
remain
God's word
in
will
the
set
word.
You free.
God's
so
word
for those of you that believe in him,
not just
Jesus' call
a
is
textbook,
still to hold to his
but
teaching,
it is
and then you are
always
truly
the textbook for discipleship.
Disciples.
So
you know,
remain
with
in the word.
Fruit tree
build in
is
your
productive,
life,
meaning
a
that it
regular
is producing
rhythm
good
of
amounts
God's
of
word,
fruit, or
is
yielding
yourself.
A good crop.
When you do that,
one
God
of the things
will speak
a fruit
to you
tree
through his word.
Must have
it will
is
edify
it
you.
Have
it will build you up.
Direct
we have got
sunlight.
To remain
it has to have good
in
exposure
his
to the sun.
So I
want
to encourage you to build that into your life. Look what it says in John chapter 8, verse 31, to the Jews
is
who
in a shaded
had believed
area
him.
Or an area where
these are people that
most
believed
of the day
in Jesus.
Shadows
Jesus
are cast
says,
over the tree.
If
it
you
will
hold
yield
to my teaching,
crop,
you
or
are really
may
my
not
disciples.
Yield any fruit
and I would
whatsoever.
Say, if you want to hold to the
well,
teachings
the word
of
God,
Jesus, you've got to know what they are
in his word.
So remain
the word of God is
in
our
word,
source of light.
Then you will know the truth.
And our source.
And the truth
that
will
brings
set
life
you free.
And remaining in the word
will set
is
you free. When you're bound
the
up in a dark
part
place,
of
God's
us
word
being connected
will set
to
you
the
free.
Vine, the
so
source of life.
So for those
life.
Of you that believe in him,
so I love
Jesus
Psalm 119, 105, it says
hold
it so
his
well.
Teaching,
it says,
and
your
then you
word
truly
is a lamp for my feet
disciples.
And a light for my path.
You know, when
so
a
the word of God
fruit
is a light source
is productive
for our
that
lives
it is
and it leads
good
amounts
of fruit, or it's yielding.
So as we wrap up
crop,
this 8-part
one of the
series
things
talking about being everyday disciple,
have
listen,
it must
it's
have
you. It, we have to choose today
sunlight. It
has
to
remain
have good exposure to
and
the
remain
sun for
in
its source
his
of
word.
Energy. And for
the second place
now,
that I
want
to challenge you to
always
remain
in a shaded
area, is to
remain
or an
area where
in the body
most of the day.
This means
shadows
to,
be, are
to remain
over the tree,
in the body of Christ, which is what?
Crop,
which is his church.
Or it may
so
not yield
don't quit
any
on church.
Fruit whatsoever.
Don't quit on church because
well, the word of God
an
and
offense towards one person.
In his word.
Don't quit on
church
because
our
it got hard.
Of light.
Don't quit on church because there was a day
that
was boring.
Life.
Don't quit on church because other parts of your life are too consuming of your
time. Part of
we have got to remain
to the
in
vine,
the body
the source
of Christ.
Life.
Remain
so I love
in
Psalm
the body.
119:105,
you see,
it says
for
it so
a
well.
Tree to produce a
fruit,
is
a
branches
for
connected
feet
to
and
the
a
vine.
For my
those
path.
Branches begin
so the
to
word of God
bud
up
and
is
a
flowers.
Light source.
And in the springtime,
our
lives,
I love seeing all the flowers that are budding
on.
So as we wrap up this,
it is
a beautiful sight.
Be an everyday
but
disciple.
Before, listen,
it's
fruit on a tree becomes a fruit that we harvest.
It
started off as a flower
and remain
before that flower
in his
to
word.
Eventually become
the, second place
the fruit
that
we harvest.
Always
it must
in
be pollinated
remain
by other
in the
flowers
body.
Of other trees.
This means to be to remain.
And so
in
this
the body of
this
Christ,
remaining
which
in
is
the
what?
Body,
which is his church,
those branches
so,
that don't quit
yeah,
on pollinated
church.
By other trees. Don't
I
quit
think
on
that
church
to
because
do discipleship
of
right.
An offense towards
listen
one
to
person.
Me. Do discipleship
don't
right.
Quit on church because
you don't
it got
do
hard.
It alone.
Don't quit on church
do discipleship
because
right.
There was a day that was
we
boring.
Need each other.
Don't
which
quit
is why
on
we need to remain in the
other
body.
Parts of your life are
the
too
flowers of trees
of
will
time.
Never become
have
fruit
got to
if they're not pollinated
in
by
the
other
body
trees
of
in the area.
Remain
and so
in
just
the
like
body.
That. As
you
a
see,
church,
a tree
we make each other
fruit,
stronger.
we help connected each to the vine, other those grow in discipleship and produce fruit in our lives.
Flowers.
So don't reject the church because of offense. Don't reject the church because of time.
On trees.
Make time.
It is
and
a
remain
beautiful sight.
In
but before,
the body and produce fruit.
Fruit
because
on the
to
tree
do discipleship right,
fruit that we
don't
harvest,
do
start
it
off as a flower.
Alone. Romans 12:5, it says, so in Christ, though many, we form
the fruit
how
that we harvest.
What? We form
it
one
must
body,
be pollinated,
and each member
other
belongs
flowers
to all
of other trees.
The others. So remain
and so this,
in the body.
This remaining
remain
in the body,
in the word,
or,
and the third thing,
those branches
remain
that,
in
you know, they're
the
pollinated
mission.
By other trees. I think
there
that
is a
to
mission
do
that God has
right.
called all
Listen
of us to.
Me.
Look
to
what
do
it says in John
right,
15:10. If
you,
you
don't
keep my
do
commands,
it alone,
you will.
There's that
do
word.
Discipleship
remain
right.
Remain in my love,
just as
other.
I have kept my
Which
Father's
is why we need
commands
to remain
and
in
remain
the body.
In His
the
love.
The flowers of trees
the 12th
will
verse,
never
it says,
become
my
fruit
command
if
is this.
Pollinated. By
love
the
each
other,
other
trees in the area.
Love each other as I have
and
loved
so
you.
Just like that,
greater love
as
has
a
no
church,
one than this. To lay
we
down
make
one's
each other
life
stronger.
For one's friends.
We help
you are my
each
friends.
Other grow in discipleship and produce fruit in our lives.
This
so don't reject the church
very
because
kind
of offense.
Military.
Don't reject the
it's
church
because there's
because
a mission to accomplish.
Of
there's
time.
A command that we've been
make
given.
Time
in
and
John
remain
15:17. It says,
the
"This
body
is my command."
And produce fruit.
Love
because to
each
do discipleship
other,
right,
we don't
so
do
remain
it
in the
alone.
Mission.
Romans 12:5.
And would you love people?
Says, so in Christ,
would you love each
many
other?
We form how what
Matthew
what?
Chapter 22.
One body.
And
Jesus
each
was asked this question.
It was
a, they said, teacher,
the
which is the greatest
so
commandment
in the body?
In the law.
Remain
and
in
Jesus
the word.
Jesus replied.
The third thing,
almost
remain
as a, like, that's easy.
In the mission.
Love the Lord your God with
the,
all your
there
heart.
There is a mission
with all your
that
soul,
God has
and with all your mind.
All of us.
This
look
is
what
the
it
first
says in John
and greatest
15:10. If you keep
Ooh,
my
okay.
commands,
we're going
to
remain.
Will, there's that word.
In the mission.
Remain
then
in my love, just
do,
as I have kept
we
my
have
Father's
to
commands
God.
And remain.
And then he says,
in
the second.
Love.
The second
the
is like
verse,
it. Love your
it
neighbor.
Says, my
as
command
your
is this.
Self.
Love each other.
So to live on mission,
love each other
to
as
be
I
a
have
disciple
loved
of Jesus, and to
greater
remain
love has no one
in
this,
the mission, it means that we are going to love
friends.
God passionately.
You are my friends.
If it means we are going to love people unconditionally.
This word command.
And then furthermore,
kind of
Jesus has more to say about his mission for us. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. We've been talking about this for weeks now.
Each other.
Baptizing them in the name of the
so
Father and the Son
in the
and
mission.
The Holy
and would you love
Spirit.
People?
So this
would
is
you love each
how we're going to
other.
Kind of crescendo and
Matthew
end this entire
22.
Series on. Based
Jesus
upon what Jesus
question,
is saying, he's saying,
they said,
remain in me and
which
I will remain in you.
Commandment.
And so we're going to make the decision,
the
New Life Church,
and
that
Jesus
we are going to be a church that remains
says, like,
in the vine.
Easy.
We remain
the Lord
in the Word
God
of God.
With all
we're going to remain in the
soul,
body
and
of
all
God.
Your mind.
We're going to remain
this is the first
in the mission.
And greatest commandment.
And here's the mission.
Ooh, okay. If
we're
going
to
remain
love God.
Mission.
We're going to love people. And we're
going to
love sharing God.
And then he says, in the
people.
Second, the second is
and
like
that
it. Love your neighbor
every
as
your day discipleship. Every day.
So
the,
to live
loving
on
God,
mission, to be
serving
a disciple
God,
of Jesus,
remaining
and
with
remain
God every day,
mission,
loving
it
people,
means that we are going
serving
to
people,
love God passionately,
remaining in the body of people, and
it means
every
we are
day
going to
loving
to
people,
share God
with people, because God has commissioned
and then
us
furthermore,
with the duty
Jesus has
to
more
make
to
disciples
say
of all nations, baptizing
us.
Them
and
in the name of the Father, Son, and
says,
Holy Spirit.
Go
and there
and
are
make
lives
disciples
yet to be changed.
Of all nations.
There
We've
is hope for people that is yet to be found. There are relationships out in our city that are yet to be reconciled to one another and unto Christ.
Holy
and so God has
Spirit.
Called his church
so
to pick up his greatest command,
kind of
which is to love God
and
to love people and accomplish his greatest commission,
based
which
is
to love sharing God with people.
And
our New Life Church is going to continue
so we're
going to
make
see
the decision, New
lives
church,
that raised
we're going to be a
anew,
church that
moving from darkness to light, from death to life,
Word of God.
Because
we're
his church is following him
of God.
In their discipleship each
in
and every day. That to love God and to love people
to
and to love,
love God.
Sharing God
we're going to
with
love
people.
People.
Come on, join me now as we pray. Father,
God,
I pray that every day Every day we would
pick up our cross and
follow you, denying
every
ourselves.
Day, loving
that each
God,
and every day, God,
we
God,
will seek to live our
God,
lives on purpose
day,
for the mission.
People,
and God, that
people,
to understand that your
the
call
body
on us
people,
is to
and every
remain
day,
steadfast,
to, share
to remain
with
true
people,
to the course.
Because God has
and so, God, we want to be people that we're going
to
say we're going to remain in the Word. We're going
to
remain
nations,
in your church.
Them
and we're
going to
remain
Father,
in your mission.
And
to love God and
love
people. And to love
sharing.
There is hope for people that is yet to be found.
I pray this.
There are relationships out in our city that are yet to be reconciled
Amen.
To one another and unto Christ. And so God has called his church
hey,
to pick
church,
up his
so
greatest command,
today.
Which is
if
to love God and to love
us,
people
and
accomplish
like
his greatest commission,
church,
which is to love sharing God with people. And New Life Church is going
to
continue to see lives
Again, thank
raised
you so much
anew,
for joining us, and we
moving from
you
darkness
next.
To light, from death to life. Because his church is following him in their discipleship each and every day. That to love God and to love people and to love sharing God with people. Come on, join me now as we pray. Father, God, I pray that every day we would pick up our cross and follow you, denying ourselves. That each and every day, God, we will seek to live our lives on purpose for the mission. And God, that to understand that your call on us is to remain steadfast, to remain true to the course. And so God, we want to be people that we're going to say we're going to remain in the Word. We're going to remain in your church, and we're going to remain in your mission to love God, to love people, and to love sharing God with people. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.